What's going on, guys? So it is Friday, 2 o'clock, Friday afternoon. I have already put 40 hours in at the low voltage company, pulling wire all week. And I did a 3-car garage Wednesday and Thursday for my personal business. That was about 14-15 total man hours for myself there. And so now it's Friday. I'm heading clear out to the west side of town to do a 2-car garage for actually a UFC fighter who has a fight this weekend, Mario Bautista. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, so that'll be a 2-car garage, and that will take me into tomorrow. I'm actually going to be putting in some overtime for the low voltage company tomorrow. That will put me right about 50 hours at a normal gig, and then I will finish this guy's garage tomorrow evening. That will put me right about 30 total hours for my personal business. So that will be the week. And we'll wrap up with about 80 hours for the week, which sounds really crazy, but it didn't seem like that long of a week. I mean, I'm a little tired, and the days got kind of long Wednesday, Thursday, and today, but I don't feel like overly exhausted. But what I realized is when you start early, we start at 5 a.m., you can get a lot of done in a day. You know, when I was doing this business just 100% without a real job, I was getting up at like 7 and getting to work at like 8:30, 9 to do these jobs. And now I'm realizing, like, damn, you could get a lot more done getting up early. So, yeah, I was just thinking, like, damn, 80 hours in a week sounds crazy. And, you know, the old saying is I'd rather work 80 hours for myself than 40 hours for somebody else, which is kind of true. You know, when you're building a business, the hours are crazy. You can, you know, you spend hours at home on the computer building a brand, designing your website, your company cards, your logo, you know, it never stops. And that's kind of what I'm learning at this point, is you're always building your brand at every time you have. And, you know, I kind of learned from Damon John, you know, the founder of FUBU. He's on Shark Tank, and it's kind of one of my top kind of entrepreneur guys I like to listen to and read. His book, Power of Being Broke, I believe it was. It's a pretty good book, and you know, he told a story about how he used to work at Red Lobster, and he would put 40 hours in at Red Lobster, and then he would put 10 hours in for FUBU, and then it was 20 hours for FUBU, and then it was 30 hours, and then, you know, at a point to where he was doing 40 and 40, and then it got to the point where he was able to spend more time on FUBU than an actual job, and then, you know, the rest is history. And that's kind of where I'm at right now, where, you know, this business was pretty successful, and I was doing it 100% of the time, but I kind of wanted to take a break and get back to a regular gig and rebuild the brand a little bit differently. And, you know, the goal is the same, but the plan's a little bit different. So I think it's a valuable lesson. I could have just kind of closed up business and just let it go and dissolve and think of something else to do. But I feel like I'm on to something here with what we're doing right now. And we'll see where that goes. It's kind of exciting with a new plan and new direction. And we'll see where that goes from there. But right now I'm sitting in some heavy traffic. It's going to take about an hour to get out to this job that I'm heading to. I just thought I'd get on here and say what was on my mind for a little bit and get back to driving in this traffic. But I'll probably check in later and see how the rest of the day went and let you know what else was on my mind for the night. But I think I'm going to end this one here. Thanks, guys.